You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, The Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, give us a call on 309-3879 or text us on 5395. For a number of years, Aotearoa has been dealing with a shortage of psychologists and similar professionals to deal with the growing mental health needs of the wider population, with estimates suggesting that an additional 1,000 more psychologists are needed to fill in gaps in the profession. In response to the country's growing mental health needs, Mental Health Minister Matt Ducey announced a new associate psychologist role, consisting of recent postgraduates, to work alongside fully trained psychologists. However, a number of psychologists and experts have criticized the introduction of this new role, saying that these associate psychologists might be expected to take on the responsibilities of fully trained clinical psychologists, despite being underqualified. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Dr. Kumari Valentine, a clinical psychologist based in Dunedin, who's launched a petition calling on the government to roll back the introduction of the new associate psychology role, and to look to other methods of filling gaps in the psychology profession.
So to begin, can you please tell us about your petition and what your calls are?
We are asking members of the public, including registered health professionals like psychologists, to call on the Minister for Mental Health, Matt Ducey, to stop the proposal to allow a new scope called associate psychologists. What the government is proposing is that there will be essentially a new qualification, and that people who currently do not meet the criteria to be a registered psychologist would be able to use a title. Now, the issue is that our professional board and membership have told us that this is still very much a matter that is under consultation and under development. So until the 17th of March, we understood that there were things still being discussed. However, what is in the public domain is that Matt Ducey made an announcement saying that it was going to go ahead. And so, quite frankly, we are confused and raising our opposition to this idea.
Right. So can you tell us a little bit more about the associate or assistant psychology roles and how they pose a threat to psychology practice?
And to the public, that's right. So at the moment, to be a registered psychologist in New Zealand, you have to complete, in addition to an undergraduate and probably an honours year, you have to complete a master's degree in psychology, a master's qualification. And in addition, you have to either do 3 years of very intensive study and intensive supervised practice, and then obviously sit an exam, or to be a registered psychologist, you do 1,500 hours of supervised practice. This is in order to prove that you are safe to working with vulnerable people and doing the associated tasks that psychologists do, such as assessment, for example, or treatment planning. But for all of us who went through that pathway, this is the minimum and intensive length of time that allows us to practice safely and to use that protected title psychologist. So the new proposed scope, and Matt Ducey is calling it an associate scope, some people are calling it an assistant scope, would mean a three-year undergraduate degree, which is a very broad base in psychology, and then a new course, a one-year course. And even though it appears under consultation, the University of Canterbury is housing this new course next year. So that level of training is far less than is currently required. At the moment, what we've also been told is that these associate psychologists would work under a registered psychologist. However, we've also been told that there are not enough psychologists to supervise them. And there is a little loophole that they may end up being supervised within teams, or that associate psychologists might supervise each other. And so we're saying, should an associate position exist, appropriate supervision by a registered psychologist is needed. Further, we're also saying that the title associate psychologist is very confusing. If you go out and ask a member of the public, what does associate psychologist mean to you? The connotation is that it might even be somebody who's more qualified than a registered psychologist. For example, we have associate professors, associate lawyers, and so on. It does not signify that this is somebody with less training, and hence the harm to the public. Also in the UK, when a similar position has happened in medicine, and there have been associate physicians, that has been associated with tremendous harm. The problem in psychology is that, or in any area, is that you don't know what you don't know. And Otto, I feel I knew much more about psychology after my first year of studying in psychology than I do now after almost 20 years.
So are there any impacts to patient
well-being that could be caused by this new associate psychology role?
Absolutely. And that nicely links to what I said about you don't know what you don't know. Matt Ducey has said that associates would work with milder presentations. This is very problematic because who decides what is mild? And I would ask Matt Ducey where these mild presentations are for people within the DHB. At the moment, even our most severely distressed clients are not being seen by Te Whatu Ora. So the problem when there is an unqualified person is that they not only can cause harm by not recognizing a problem, by not recommending a proper treatment or undertaking a proper treatment, but the very way that they might interact with somebody is invalidating. My specialty area is trauma, and many of the clients I work with have had decades of experiencing invalidation and being told that something is depression or something is some brief form of anxiety, or that they should try a medication with little to no recognition that actually what people are struggling with is trauma.
Right. So I also wanted to ask, are there any potential impacts to the well-being of psychology practitioners, including these associate psychologists, that could come about too?
That's a very good question, Otto. So absolutely. So let's start with the associates themselves. In order to practice safely, we all have supervision. It is a mandatory requirement of being a psychologist. We are exposed to a number of stresses, not least of which is the vicarious trauma that happens when we're working with people who can be extremely unwell. So for somebody to go in unqualified exposes them to trauma and increases the risk of burnout, increases the risk of being very unwell, overloaded. And if you are relatively young in your career, it is very difficult to say no or to realize when something is outside of your scope of practice. You can be pressured to be in roles that you may not have the training for. For clinical psychologists or registered psychologists, there will be pressure in order to supervise. And unfortunately, it is not only a matter of supervision, but making sure that people you are ultimately responsible for are practicing safely. I believe this will increase the workload tremendously, even though the minister acknowledges that clinical psychologists and registered psychologists are already stretched. There is also a danger that is already happening that psychology roles will be replaced by associate psychology roles.
So what would be the best way for the government to address the shortage of psychologists and the gap of psychology practitioners without creating shortcuts to psychology practice, such as this new associate psychologist role?
So some things the government can do are to relabel this workforce as, for example, mental health support staff or well-being practitioners. They can look to existing issues within Te Whatu Ora. A 2017 survey showed that there are a number of issues with recruitment and retention that Te Whatu Ora, as the largest employer of psychologists, can actually address to both recruit and to keep psychologists. There are psychologist positions that are frozen, for example, or that are downgraded and psychologists aren't hired into those roles. They can also look to other solutions in order to meet mental health needs? For example, looking to evidence-based treatments such as group-based EMDR or rapid eye movement desensitization reprocessing, because that is a one-to-many evidence-based and very powerful practice that can mean that we aren't simply seeing people one by one, if you will. I think that we can also do a lot more to use existing staff that we have, such as the amazing skilled occupational therapists, social workers, psychotherapists, counselors that we work alongside, and there can be a better integration between primary health and secondary health. There's some great work being done by health improvement practitioners. I think that this is a real source that can be supported and linked in better.
And the last thing I wanted to ask is, if we were able to employ more fully trained psychologists and fill the gap in psychology practitioners here in New Zealand, do you think it might become more possible to employ associate or assistant psychologists in a more sustainable way?
So at the moment, there is a bottleneck happening for our existing interns who are being trained, and more are being trained, but they're not getting the placements that they need, that intensive supervision. Otto, I'm afraid I do not see any way in which the current proposal could work within New Zealand because of the assumptions that are already out there about the role. I think that, yes, there is a role for more people in the workforce, but greater clarity around what they do without misleading titles.
And that was Dr. Kumari Valentine, a clinical psychologist based in Dunedin, talking to us about a petition calling on the government to roll back the introduction of the new associate psychologist role. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Protect Public Safety and Psychology in New Zealand. We'll be back after a break. Keep it on the B.
Wow, important stuff.
That was Get Action on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.